442. But
Oh, hey, how you doing? Yep. Hello. Well, I'm at the Firehouse Tavern. I was about ready to leave, and I was trying to make my mind up if I wanted to go back to Veterans Home, or they got a Christmas party going on down at the Club Tavern. Trying to make my mind up whether I should go back, and I got a damn bad cold. My chest has been... All right. Oh, shit. Well, that's what I thought I had. I tell you what, I was laying in bed there at the Veterans Home, and I couldn't breathe. I was wheezing and hacking, and I was up all night. And I didn't see a nurse or anything. I just, anyway, toughed it out that day, and the next day I felt a little better. So I've been getting better, I think, every day. But I still got... I'm going to hear a cough and phlegm up that crap.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Veterans Home there, they sent me some brown paper package and got all kinds of shit in there. I already tell them to go fuck themselves. Anyway, they want all my accounts and bank statements, and they want to see my tax return. And I'm going, what the fuck? Well, yeah, well, whatever. I'm going to tell them to go fuck yourselves. Because, ain't none of their fucking business. I told them what I was getting. I wanted to use my Social Security to get in there. And it was enough that it could have paid the $1,500 a month. But basically, I didn't know what the fuck was going on when I went in there, and I signed all kinds. Anyway, they transferred my VA pension to this little bank out here. Well, this little bank ain't really a bank. They got no $100 bills. I mean, that's how little a bank it is. If you need a $100 bill, I said, well, we'll have to go to another bank and get you one. But anyway, I don't know. I ain't sure what to do. That damn old truck I'm driving there, I heard a funny noise there. Well, the leaf spring is coming up through the floorboard on the passenger side. The one on the driver's side came through, and Andy took it somewhere, and they fixed it. Well, now the other side, I know, but I'm sitting there thinking, why the fuck do they keep putting money in this truck? When the first thing, a brake line broke. And I said, patch your brake line. Well, then Brandon and Andy, somebody drove it somewhere. Well, the gas tank was leaking too, but it was a slow leak. It didn't really amount to much. Anyway, they got the gas tank changed, and you got that. I thought, what the fuck are they putting all this money in this piece of shit old truck? The whole bottom's rusted out. It's going to be breaking brake lines, and the thing is, I kind of want something dependable to drive, and I ain't got a fuck, you know. Well, and this thing starts and runs okay now, but it had a transmission line. The radiator had rusted so bad that it rusted a hole in it, and they had to put a new radiator cooler up there. And then it had a hose that goes into the block popped out. And I don't know, that was pretty expensive to get fixed too, because I had to take the fuel inject. I don't know. I'm just disgusted with everything. And I keep thinking I couldn't say, fuck it, I'm going home. But my Brandon's got my yard so fucked up, I'd hate to go home. It's just when I look at my yard, I feel sick. I'm like, God damn. Thing is, I got a lot better vehicles. If we're going to stick money into some of that old white van, the only thing wrong with it was it kept overheating. And the ignition switch quit on it. But while it was sitting there, I turned it and nothing happened. So, yeah, I know. And I can't figure out why. And if the kids are going to fix something, fix my old fucking van. You know, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck to do anymore. I really don't. Well, I depend on Andy and Brandon because, you know, they're my kids. But I'm really kind of just the old garage out there. The whole roof's caving in. Well, when my heart first started going bad, Andy had a job, and I was going over to his job and bringing the plywood home, and I was going to patch the holes. It was pretty small. But I got so weak, I couldn't pick the fucking plywood up and put it on the roof. I drug it back here with a two-wheeler, and I thought, well, maybe Andy would help, but he never did. And I never asked him to, though. I mean, you know, so. But still, now the whole roof's caving in. The whole thing, fuck. And I don't know. It just, everything is just kind of. So I'm sitting over here drinking beer, trying to get over being aggravated. But when I get back to my room, they got that stupid papers they want me to fill out about my accounts and everything else, which I'm going to tell them to go fuck yourselves. But. I don't know. Everybody in there got one of them. This one guy, he just flat said, I ain't going to tell them what the fuck I got. Ain't none of their fucking business. Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing I don't like is they can go through your room anytime they want. And they went through my room when I wasn't there. And I had those little three-way plug things you put in light in your plug-ins. Well, they took them all out and threw them away and said that they were a safety hazard. But they said you could use one of them cords. You plug it in. It's got a circuit breaker. It's got six or seven. They said you could use them, but you couldn't use the little three-way things. And I thought, what the fuck? Well, anyway, you can't have pills. You can't have aspirins. You can't have vitamins. You can't have any kind of fucking thing. They throw them away. They will not allow you to have them. And, well, that's like me. I like to drink, and I like to smoke pot. And occasionally. Anyway, I'm doing both there, but you ain't supposed to. You know, they'll kick you out if they catch you at it. I guess. I don't know what the fuck they'll do. But I'm sitting here thinking, what the fuck am I doing? I don't know. It seemed like, well, the right thing to do because my health is getting bad, worse. But I don't know. I just. Yeah, that's probably what I'll do. Oh, can't hurt.
We just tell stories on
you. What?
Yeah.
What I do now?
Uh-huh.
Your wife. You don't need to talk to me.
Hey. We just tell stories. Because she went like this. I hope your New Year's resolution is you're going to be doing the
right
dishes. Right.
Ain't no making to him. He don't know how to do it.
Vacuum the floors, wearing a nice apron, nothing else. Oh, he said, where'd you hear this from?
Right.
But you know what? If he did that, he might
have.
I know.
Oh.
I know you did.
Yeah. Well, your mom. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll buy him one.
Right. I got one in my Halloween costume.
Right. Well, yeah, he just misunderstood stuff. You know, that's it. Who's been in bed? Somebody's been in bed for the last 3 days? Oh, Roger. Okay. Yeah. Is he got the damn COVID son or don't know yet?
I'm your witness.
I'll tell you.
Oh, I'll go get him one tomorrow. And a little apron, too.
Oh, wow. Well, there's another. Okay, well, there's a couple in the bar. They was going to that, too. Yeah, they said. Yeah, I heard him talking about the Chiefs, and I don't really follow the games, but they had tickets or something, so they was going to go. But they acted like they didn't really want to for some reason. I don't know what, but anyway.
Bill's just in here looking for you.
I come over, I see his bike's gone, so
yeah, so I'm surprised Richard ain't in here, but I've seen him all week. Didn't let him on the road yesterday.
Hi.
I went home, sat down, fell asleep. Oh, man, I'm gonna get moving. You know.
He went just
okay. Yeah. Well, somebody fucked with my phone one time, and they was doing shit. I don't know what the hell the deal was. I mean, several people told me I've been hacked or something. Because they said, "Wait, oh, they said I was asking for money, and they knew it wasn't me." Yeah. Anyway. This deal here, they was asking in my name to have people send them money, and, but yeah. Well, I ran into a problem with my driver's license. I went down to renew it. And they said that Iowa had a hold on it. Well, I asked for that new fancy license, the one that. And anyway, I wished I hadn't done that now. Anyway, when I done that, they said that Iowa's got a hold on my license and I can't renew it. And back in 2002, I got pulled over for a DUI. I threw an empty beer bottle off the Fort Madison Bridge, and some asshole sitting behind me called the cops. And then when I come off the bridge, they was waiting for me. Anyway, I got pulled over and I had to pay, well, it was in Fort Madison, and I hired a lawyer there, went to the court deal, and he told me, that this was a Fort Madison offense, and he said if I would donate $1,000 to the City of Fort Madison Historical Association, that the case would be dismissed. So I did what he said and paid him, and I went to those classes like he's supposed to do. And anyway, I've never heard nothing more out of him since then. But now I got a problem there. I don't know what the hell. Andy said he's going to call him up and talk to him about it, see what the fucking thing is. I paid the fucking money, but I ain't got no proof. No, I ain't got no papers from 2002. Yes. I mean, fuck. I don't remember the lawyer. I don't remember. Yeah. Anyway, I thought, well, fuck. I thought, well, if that's the case, if they won't renew, I asked them, said my license revoked, and they said no. And I thought, well, fuck it. I could just drive with an expired license. If I ever do get pulled over, they'll say, well, you got an expired license. And then I'll say, oh, okay, well, I'll go take care of it. I don't know. I was thinking, if I'm going to stay at the veterans home, hell, I don't even really need to drive. I just stay there. But, yeah. Yeah. See, they can't revoke my license because that's Iowa. But I didn't know I had any kind of problem over in Iowa. You know, Yeah. I told Andy to see if he'd get it straightened out. But that's like that old white truck I'm driving, that's his truck, but the other leaf spring coming up through the frame, I'm sitting there thinking, my God, we're putting a fortune, and it's not dependable. I'm scared to go anywhere in it. Yeah. I mean, there's always hydraulic lines broke, cooling line broke, and the stupid cooling line, it had a grommet that plugged into the intake manifold of the truck. I thought, what kind of idiot would make a cooling system that was held together with rubber grommets? But that's what that Ford's got. I thought, fuck, you know. Oh no. Well, no, I gotta decide whether to go to another bar or go back to the base. I still got time I can get my meal there, but I don't really need it too fat anyway. Well, hey, all right. Well, talk to you a little later then, and Happy New Year's. I I didn't get up to Riverside. Judy never went up there this weekend, so.
Yeah.
Tavern? All right. Well, you know, I think them ones in the bars paid at least as good as the ones at the casino, and maybe better. But you don't... I know. They don't really, they won't give you an answer. I've asked everybody. I know. Well, they got the Illinois gambling. Me and another guy was trying... Yeah, they won't tell you what the percentage of payout is. All they'll tell you is 10% goes to the bar, 10% goes to the city. You know, they'll tell you that, but that's all they tell you. At the casinos years ago across the river here, when it was called Terrible, they had the old, I mean, not the all computer stuff. They had these inspectors came in there, and they'd put a $100 bill on the machine, and they'd do max bets. And after they went run that $100 through there, they would tag it, red tag it, or leave it alone. And I asked the inspector guy, I said, well, what's the deal there? Well, he said that 98% percentage is only based on max bets. They said anything less than max bet is unregulated. He said, now the state says he said on max bets, they're the ones that get the 97 point some percent. On the others, it said there's absolutely no regulation on nickels, dimes. It ain't the max bet. So, yeah. So, now that's what that, now they don't even have inspectors anymore. I ain't seen one for years. But, anyway, that's how it worked in the casinos. That 97 point, it's only for maximum bets. And the card games, of course, are totally unregulated in the craps table and those. But the only thing the state can regulate is max bets. And they had a case in Las Vegas. These people were writing down what the machines were doing, and there used to be one called, I don't know, it was Red Sevens, Fireballs. I can't, but, anyway, when people weren't doing a max bet, the Red Sevens would always show up. And when you did a max bet, they wouldn't show up. And these people recorded all that, and they had proof of what the machines were doing, and they went to court with it, and the judge ruled that if you don't, the max bet on the machine was regulated at the 97 point, but anything less than that, they could do whatever they wanted. So they could show you winning every time if they wanted to. But they, of course, they don't do it quite like that. So anyway, they're all kind of crooked, a lot of them. Yeah. Well, I'm kind of curious to see how your solar cells do for you. I tell you what, I'm kind of anticipating summer, because during the summer you really ought to get a lot of juice out of them. So. I'm done. I'm trying to make mine up to go back to the base or go to another bar. I kind of want to go to the Club Tavern. I haven't been there in a while. Well, it's only that other tavern's only about 8-9, well, about 10 blocks away, so it wouldn't take long to get there. So I think I will. Yeah. Better than going back and sitting in my room watching TV. Yeah, it's true. All right, well, say hi to everybody for me. Hope your mom's doing better. It sounds. Yeah. Well, if if she can get in out here, they'd have the nurses and everything take care of her. But if her mind's getting a little mushy, they might put her in the
you're gonna get that for
right. Well, hell. Oh yeah. Well, in this building, I'm in, they got a gal. It's 97, and she's still in damn good shape, better shape than me. And they got a whole bunch of people that's in their early 90s and late 80s, and shit, they're all in better shape than me. So your mom would fit right in. Oh yeah. Well, that's like me. I keep riding a stupid bicycle, and I shouldn't. But hell, my balance, everything's bad. But I still go home and ride a stupid bicycle. Okay. Yeah. Well. Okie dokie. Good night, Merlin. I'm still working on the cloning project. I ain't making no progress. I'm gonna get her done before I die, though. One life ain't enough. One life. All I got to get my tissues stored. Okie dokie. All right. Yeah, bye bye.
Take it off.
Yeah, yeah. It's getting, oh yeah, it's getting late for me.
Yeah.
take it off, or you just move on?
Well, they were saying I might go down to that club tavern. I go down.
You know where?
They said they're having a Christmas party down at the club tavern. I might go down there and just see.
You been there?
Not. It's a 10th and Chestnut.
Yeah, it's up there a ways. Are you planning on walking?
No, I got my old truck out there.
Huh?
But I got my old truck out there. Lee Springs.
Right down there. Hey, man, I've been in there. I've been in there a couple times.
So on Sunday they got a free.
Hey, it's a lot bigger place.
Excuse me.
Yeah, bigger place.
Well,
it'll be loud.
I know.
It'll be fun though.
Well, maybe I might run into some people.
Do you know Barb, the older? Well, not, you know, the older lady comes in here. She's bleep blinds.
Yeah,
really pretty lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Her and John.
Yeah.
You probably see them.
Oh yeah,
Cheyenne. Yeah. Cheyenne. You probably see them.
Yeah.
Well, you already been there.
Well, on Sundays, that's the only day I go there. Usually on Sundays they got a band. It's free. And so I just used to go down there and listen to the band.
Hey, man, get out and hey, don't rely on having a good time down here sometimes.
Oh, listen, this has always been pretty good. Always been pretty good. Oh, yeah. Damn it. That's what we're doing. Two.
That even before birth, children are always listening.
Finally, Mary Louise and I got some pointers on karaoke from bats.
The vocal range of most humans is pretty limited. 3 octaves, maybe. Maybe 4 or 5 if you're really good, like Mariah Carey.
But even Mariah Carey wouldn't stand a chance against a bat. They can pull off 7 octaves.
So they make very low frequency calls and make echolocation calls, and they span together like 7 octaves.
Cone Elements is with the University of Southern Denmark. He and his colleagues used ultra-high speed video, filming up to 250,000 frames a second to study what's going on in bats' vocal tracts.
The idea was to study how bats make the super high-pitched echolocation calls that they use to find prey. But when the scientists looked at the other end of the register, at the low calls that bats make, they discovered that bats seem to recruit a different part of their vocal tract, which they say is analogous to how humans pull this off. Or this.
Like that metal singing or throat singing. In humans, these calls have been called the false vocal calls because they have no function in normal speech. So they don't seem to do anything. Only in the sort of some extreme forms of singing.
Now, to be clear, the low sounds bats make do not sound like death metal or throat singing. Here's a sample. Remember, this is low for a bat. Slowed down 50 times to hear it better with human ears, it sounds kind of sinister.
The scientific findings appeared in the journal Floss Biology.
Stupid.
And while we could not ask the bats what it is like making those low register sounds, we could ask some human practitioners of the death metal growl.
I mean, it's from your abdomen to your chest to your legs.
too, obviously, a lot of your throat, but it is a full body thing for me.
John Tardy is lead singer of the death metal band Obituary, heard there on the track Slowly We Rot.
Chase Mason of the group Gate Creeper says pain is just part of the process.
I think that when I can feel that my vocal cords are getting kind of shredded or beat up, that it sounds better.
His advice for listeners who want to try the death metal growl:
go into their closet and just like try to yell as loud as they can, just so you can get used to how it feels.
I'm gonna leave that to the bats. Thank you for listening today and all year round to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from CrowdStrike, whose cybersecurity platform is designed to protect organizations by monitoring trillions of cyber events to detect threats and prevent breaches before they happen. CrowdStrike, protection that powers you. And from the Levinson Foundation, dedicated to inspiring and enabling the next generation of inventors to improve lives around the world. More information is available at Levinson.org. And from Heather Sturt Haga and Paul G. Haga, supporting African Wildlife Foundation, working to ensure the future of Africa's wildlife and wild lands. Learn more at awf.org. This is NPR.
This is St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here. We are 90.7 KWMU St. Louis, 90.3 WQUB Quincy, 88.5 KMST Rolla, broadcasting from the...
Thank you. Can keep your money safe.
They come in different forms, but the goal is always the same, to steal your money and information. There are so many scams out there, but here's a preview of some of the biggest ones reported in 2020. The FTC reported 9 months of 2022. There are a wide variety of imposter scams. One we highlighted, scammers posing as your bank. Darius Casey and Chase Bank. If you ever get a suspicious message from someone saying it's from your financial institution, don't respond.
So then the scammer knows that you responded, so they'll call back right away, and they'll get you on the phone, and they'll say, oh, thank you so much for replying to that text.
Another top scam, robocalls.
Hi,
Thank you. Hey, Barb.
Yes.
You want a beer down here at the end?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I told you she doesn't stand up. Look like she's working.
It's my ass.
I'm giving my ass beat right now, Barb.
Yeah.
Happy birthday!
No, I always lose on these stupid things. Yeah, I just lose my $20 and leave.
That's can't right. Help you there. Well, okay, I guess. I've been staying out at the veterans' home, but I ain't sure if I'm going to stay out there or not. Somebody told me that you've been going out there off.
Yeah, well, I've been staying out there. Yeah, I don't know, though. Shit, they search your room whenever they feel like it. You can't have liquor in your room. Of course, you can't have pot. You can't have, I don't know.
They're changing that life so much.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Well, right now they got openings. If you're interested, if you get your name on the list, you know. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I was living by myself, and my kids was worried about me, and I thought, well, shit. So, and they had an opening, so I signed up for out there. They charge $1,500 a month, but the VA is giving me $3,000 a month. No, and it covers everything, you know. So, I don't know. Logically, my kids say that's the place to stay. But I just don't like it much. I really don't. Bunch of old people.
We're too fucking independent.
There's a bunch of old people in there. Yeah. I keep thinking about bringing them down here, livening their lives up. Smash it. Thank you.
Thank you. Orange? Yeah, orange. Mango.
Mango card?
Mango card.
Oh, man. How you doing? Yeah, another warmed up a little bit. Anyway, that, tired of that cold it was. Now I'm just waiting for it to stay warm. Yeah, might get disappointed. Yeah. Could I get one of them orange smash?
Did you want an orange smash?
Yeah, the orange smash. You've got it. Yeah. Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. You want a glass of ice?
Yeah, if you could.
No problem.
Yep, yep. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
They can win that championship 3 or 4 years, can't they? There's a video
sent to Matosa
when they all meet at the absolute first time comes in.
Exactly.
He's so good.
Talent. Mike Severson gives the coordinator.
Like where?
At Colorado.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Mike Zimmer.
Mike
Zimmer's a big coordinator.
Recycle. Here we go. You and your recycle. You know,
He's pretty good. He's good. Fucking dude. If he was that good, 5.5 million. Supplemented by 500,175 million for radio and television. Another 1.5 million for development.
He's up there.
I told him, I'm sure John Bell for the club. I think I'm going to walk home from there.
He's great.
Posted in the club. Was he asking who's that one? Yeah. His mother went to go. As good as I can.
That's
how
you get down old. I'm just getting fucking drilled. Everything I'm passing is losing. So I was going in the back door, fucking. So I was in the back door. I loved Oklahoma. They covered. I didn't know shit. How do you give Oklahoma a 9 out of 1? Of course, I did better. Oh shit, yeah, Oklahoma's a far better team. Oklahoma should have won the game.
Of course, they look terrible.
Why should have been that bad? Michigan win the whole game.
Yeah.
At least I did.
Yeah.
Basically, happy camp.
Yeah, I never win. Never went on sports, and damn machines always eat me up too.
I went on the Super Bowl picking squares. This is off my buddies. I couldn't care about football. I don't even watch it. Damn.
Yeah.
I don't even know who's playing the damn.
Yeah, I don't either. I was trying to figure out
how to pick them squares.
Yeah, that's the way I play too. Yeah. Or baseball. I don't know. They just pick out a square and hope for the best.
Last year, put $10 in and went home with
$85. Woo! Well, you done good.
I won the second half and the finals. The finals paid doubles.
Wow. Yeah.
Because they missed an extra point. You don't have to know how to play the game. You got the right team or number.
Yep.
You don't stick to luck and guessing the right number.
Yeah.
I can get a room at OU any other weekend other than a football weekend for like at the Hampton Garden Inn for like $120 a night. If there's a football game in town, they put that shit up to like $390 a night.
Is that not
twice the average? Yeah, it is. But you know what? They get away with it. They do it. And so then every time I go see them when there's a football weekend, I stay in Oklahoma City and I'll drive the 25 miles because it's like $100 up there. Whereas in Norman, on a football weekend, it's like $350.
Julian Proud's got to be big time guy. You got to put your shit up. Yeah, and you got to move all your shit. It's the worst.
You're back.
Come on in. That's how big college football is getting up there. Sad, actually. So big it's getting. Even Columbia, Missouri now. You can't even get in those hotels anymore.
Oh, really?
they play Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get in there. It's not that big enough city.
I know. They should. They do. They fucking do.
You know, they do it because they can.
And they do it.
Look at that, really.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, it's bullshit.
Really? Easy money.
I doubt if you do Ohio, shit, like that would happen. I would have to drink it.
But in your
no.
They won't
do that. That's what he
does. Is that a loser?
Republican.
All right. Good, Tygo. Really good standing.
Yeah,
see you, see you.
Hey, Dave, don't go.
Have
a
hat to
you.
Just like Michigan. Thank you. Somebody out there can better run it, man.
Yeah. I got my
Ohio State. No, Ohio State.
Go Ohio State.
Crack the nut.
Love you too,
always have a gal tag along with him. Did she die or something?
Oh,
the guy at the end of the bar there, he used to always have a gal with him. Did she die or something?
I have no idea.
Well, I haven't seen her for a while. But I just wondered. But she was always here with him.
Have you had any trouble with him? He had to devil a little time with this, I guess. I remember one Thanksgiving, sitting at the table, he sneezed and teased in the crew. It wasn't my favorite drink.
I'll put you down.
Everybody's
been
starting off too long.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
I think you should take her out for a nice dinner. Which place? Mexico? No. Wow.
Nothing going on here at the bar. I'm going to go ahead and stop this podcast. Anybody, thank you for listening. This is just a day in the life of Brian, a audio recording for, I hope, my future clones. Just